You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
I'm just thinking about the nosebleed. I'm thinking, why would someone have a nosebleed? Maybe he did some coke.
I was thinking maybe there was a change in weather or something, and it was very dry there. You're thinking that it was because he was on coke. Were you on coke?
No.
Yes, you definitely were. You think he's taking coke alone?
Yes.
And making out with you?
Yes.
So nose is bleeding?
As most of the sneaky freaks know.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I was always a Quaalude person, not a cocaine person, okay?
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm his mother, Karen Lee Potter. And on this wonderful day, I might say, happy birthday, son.
Fucking happy birthday?
Yes, you were away in France, and I couldn't officially say happy birthday in person until now.
Well, thank you very much.
Happy 35th birthday.
Oh, he's sharing this with everyone.
What, are you embarrassed about your age?
I just didn't expect you to. Right off the bat, we have this whole structure of what we're going to talk about. First thing up is...
Derailing. Derailing.
You're outing me as being a 35-year-old man now.
But I thought I'd do some research on the subject, and I found some information out.
There's a whole private section?
There's a private section.
The segment that you decided?
Yes. It's not a big section, but I just want to make something clear.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know,
is this a birthday wish for me?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's a milestone, and I did some research, and it is because on the 21st birthday, you were allowed to consume alcohol. That was a big milestone.
Yes.
Okay? But the next milestone, it says, comes at 35, because this is when, in most countries, someone can run for the highest political office, such as President of the United States.
Wow.
What do you think about running?
I'm so happy you brought that up because I wanted to share with you. While I was in France, I decided I'm going to come back here and I will be running for the United States president.
I think you've got a very good shot. You're going against two potentially incoherent people.
The three times my age. But I missed you while I was in France. I'm delighted to be back here.
You miss me?
Yeah, I missed you. Huh. Why are you surprised?
You never mentioned that you miss me. I mentioned it every time I talk to you.
I've never mentioned that I miss you?
Not at all.
Are you kidding
me? I don't remember any time
you said... We talked nightly.
We didn't talk nightly. I'm going to derail even further and explain. Cam has been away in France for God knows how many months. I don't even know anyway. I lost count. But
I was at clown school.
He's at clown school.
Acting school.
As one does.
Yes.
People ask me all the time, what does he hope to get by being...
Why do I have to get something?
What does he want to make? You know, why is he doing this clown school, et cetera?
Yes.
And I always say the same thing.
Yes.
He's being the best clown he can be.
That is the reason I went.
Right.
You kept asking me, why the fuck are you going to clown school? And I said, because I'm trying to become the best clown I can be.
Right.
And then now you're using that to defend me.
It's the only thing I can... Give me another...
And you know what's ironic? I come out of the clown school and I don't think I want to be a clown anymore.
That is ironic.
I think I want to be a dramatic, not Shakespeare, but
dramatic
maybe
actor.
A Chekhovian actor.
Anton Chekhov
actor.
I mean, I saw Anton Chekhov. I remember seeing it at Steppenwolf Theater several years ago.
Yeah.
There's no clowns in that show at all.
I fucking love this shit. You know, the whole time I'm there, I was reminded of that sexual encounter that I had where I role played.
What? What are you talking about? What sexual encounter did you have?
Best sexual encounter of my life. I've shared about this on the show.
I'm glad you shared it in the last 8.5 years.
I think it was like 5 years ago that I shared this.
This is the best sexual encounter of your life was 5 years ago?
Yes, I think so.
And I'm supposed to remember this?
Maybe it might have been longer. It might have been 6 or 7 years. I don't know how the fuck long ago this was. But my girlfriend at the time wanted to role play with me. And she said, okay, you go outside off the outside of the apartment, and you're going to knock on the door 3 times. When you come in, you're going to pretend to be a yoga instructor.
And I knew it. I knew the yoga instructor.
So you recall this scenario.
No, I just knew that you'd say you wanted to role play.
It wasn't
yoga.
Even my fucking idea, Mom. It was her idea.
Well, okay. Go on.
Just quit jumping down my fucking throat because I was doing a role play yoga fantasy over here.
What does this have to do with you being a clown?
Okay, so the point is.
You're a clown yoga fantasy.
I knocked on the door 3 times. She opens. And she's pretending to be a yoga student.
You're the professor.
Yes, I was the professor.
The yogi.
Yes. What is that, surprising?
Kinda.
What the fuck?
I mean,
I can't be a yoga instructor?
You actually are pretty good at instructing in yoga.
So was the dominance part of this, that I was the one leading?
I wasn't even thinking of that, but yes.
What's so surprising about this?
So why? Oscar's like, what the fuck are they talking about right now?
none of this was in the 5 pages of script we have to go through.
Seven pages I printed out. And
okay.
Somehow we ended up with you pretending to be a yoga instructor.
So listen, it had nothing to do with
clowning whatsoever.
Okay, so in that moment, I start giggling. I'm like, what the hell is going on? She's really being a yoga student.
Like, what was she doing that was so yoga-like? I mean, was she on the floor doing a downward dog?
She was acting, and she's not an actress, so it was very surprising to see her this way. But she opens the door, is like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. I think she said nice to meet you. It was a new yoga instructing thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, nice to meet you. And
what was she? Was she wearing yoga garb?
Yes, full-blown yoga garb. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And what were you wearing?
Probably fucking jeans and t-shirt. I don't fucking know what the fuck I was wearing. I didn't prepare for this yoga experience.
But
this
you were
just
the,
a spontaneous,
you were the teacher.
I didn't have the prep work. I didn't have the time to prep the whole costume and everything.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, so she commits, even though I start laughing. And in her committing, I was like, oh, wow, this is real. And I was like, I guess I have to commit as well.
When you say commit, for those non-clown people out there, you mean
commit to the role?
You know, you're all
play.
In. You're
There's
all in.
No irony about this. You're completely pretending that you are a yoga instructor. There's no part of you that's saying, "Oh, I'm Cam. I'm playing a yoga instructor." No. You are the yoga instructor.
Okay.
It was the most erotic situation I've ever had in my life.
That was the most erotic situation? You have
yes.
to be kidding me.
No, it blew my fucking gourd. It was unbelievable. I think because you have to really desire the other person to really enter this. And it's so vulnerable. You're pretending like a fucking idiot.
That it was vulnerable to
it's
you?
It's extremely vulnerable.
But you're good at
How
yoga.
How often, if you want to look cool in front of someone, you're not going to pretend to be a fucking yoga student or a yoga instructor. You're really exposing yourself. And then you're naked and exposing yourself. And it's a whole mind fuck.
Oh my God.
What do you mean, oh my God? So anyway, this gets back to clown school because I take the Shakespeare Chekhov course and it's the same thing. You're committing to these very sincere roles with complete authenticity, and it blew me away.
So basically, it's acting no matter what.
Yes. And I didn't really think about it too much with regard to clowning, but clown also, you could apply it to. You know, when I'm a little gnome clown.
You're a little gnome clown?
You know that bit that I was doing as a gnome.
Well, when you stuck your tangerine in your pants?
Okay. Yes. What the fuck is going on
all right,
here?
Can we
get into sex talk with my mom?
Yes.
This is a podcast. We're supposed to talk. Look at the cute little Dorothy shoes you have going on
Dorothy?
Over here.
Dorothy?
What is this?
This is
you,
Dorothy.
You snuck those on. You didn't mention that.
Okay, let me just say that Dorothy's have a red, like high-heeled shoes that are sequined and red.
These are yours?
Flat ballerinas. They're not Dorothy.
Flat ballerinas. And you got diamonds on there.
They're not diamonds.
It's
they're rhinestones.
Paul Simon's diamonds on the soles of her shoes. It's rhinestones on the tops of my heat. Whatever the fuck. What is that part of you? What is that?
I don't know, Cam. At any rate.
You never told me about this.
Why would I tell you about some ballerina flat shoes that I bought when I was in Chicago?
I've never seen this.
Well,
been waiting for today? Have you worn these before?
This is my second time wearing them.
Yeah, I knew it.
Well,
you got to tell me these things.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so glad people are tuning in to hear this discussion.
All right. It's time to actually start the show. I want to begin by dedicating this episode to a dear friend, a dear sneaky freak who passed away.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she was only 30 years old. She went in the hospital and never recovered after that. It's very, very sad news.
Our dear Raylene, Raylene was a critical member of the Sneaky Freak family.
She had such a great zest for life and no bullshit. I'm going to start crying right now.
I mean, I've journaled about her many times since hearing about her death, because she really inspired and empowered the people in her life, including me.
And me.
I mean, she would get on these Zooms with us. We do a monthly Zoom.
For our patrons.
For all the patron supporters. And I mean, it's really our closest family, okay? We're all very close friends at this point. And she would just tell it to you straight, what the fuck you're doing wrong in your life. She would tell you, you know, if you're bullshitting us, or if there's something in if there was something in her life that she would share these stories about how she would put people in place at her work.
She just had a baby a year ago.
She just had a baby.
She had a wonderful marriage. And it's very upsetting that she won't be with us to put us in our place and tell us no bullshit. She was no bullshit.
Yeah. So we're dedicating this episode to the wonderful Raylene. And, you know, hopefully we can all be a little more like her.
That's right. We got to learn from her.
Yep. So.
So now that we are very sad, should we try to...
Well, let's jump in with the question of the week.
Okay, I came up with this question of the week.
You did, which kind of fits in with a dedication to Raylene.
Exactly, exactly, because I think she'd come up with a good answer for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it seems like we got a lot... If you guys want to join us on these, we would love to hear from you. Sign up on our text.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say, if you want to join that Sneaky Freak family that we were discussed that does the monthly Zooms.
Patreon.
It's on Patreon at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
And if you want to get a weekly text message from us, you can text us at 310-356-3920. And
it's been a while since we recorded, and I remembered my four digits there.
Look at you.
Should we do it again?
What, to brag and show off your skills? Okay, 310-356-3920. Hello.
Hello. Did you realize you had to do two sets of digits? I only had to do one.
So are you even more proud of me?
I am pretty proud of you.
Thank you, Mother. Okay, so you came up with this question, which is, what's the best piece of relationship advice you've ever received?
I started thinking about this.
Yeah, how did you come up with this question?
I look for interesting relationship questions.
Oh, I Googled. Oh, you did some research.
I did research. And okay. I came up, I'm like, that's a really good question. I used to walk up to people a couple that was celebrating like their 70th wedding anniversary, if that's even possible.
Yeah.
And ask them, you know, what kept them together? And inevitably they say the same thing. Don't go to bed angry. Always think of the other person first. The same things, the themes were coming up when I'd ask these questions.
It's amazing.
Then I started thinking about Katharine Hepburn.
Okay.
Her advice that men and women are from different species. I'm paraphrasing. They should live next door to each other and come and visit now and then.
I love that.
I love that too.
Yeah. It's so funny that you say these, because I kind of bucketed and categorized all the responses from the Sneaky Freaks.
You did some work?
The fuck, you're so surprised. I did some work.
I didn't know you were...
I read through these. I chose the ones that are going to be most relevant to this conversation, and I bucketed them.
Oh, so if you guys don't hear your response being read, it's just because we were at a limited time.
Yes, but we appreciate all of your responses. So do you... First of all, I want to begin with you, Mother. Do you have... What is the best piece of relationship advice you've ever received?
Well, I kind of gave you those pieces, but another one was... If you're going to say something critical to the person that you're with, you're in a relationship, you make sure to say 4 to 5 good things instead of the one bad thing. In addition to the one bad thing.
So this is if you're giving someone constructive criticism or something like
if
that.
If there's something that you want to share.
You kind of sandwich it between two compliments.
Yeah.
The criticism. Do you do this?
No.
You just go right for the criticism. Good. That's good.
It was a very good piece of advice.
Yeah, it is nice.
And I do try to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of obvious when you're like, can you pick your dirty underwear off the floor? And by the way, your hair is looking good today.
Yeah. By the way, your underwear smells delicious.
Anyway, do you have any
anyway
good advice that you heard over the years?
You know, I was thinking about this. I'm not often given relationship advice, given that I'm usually not in relationships. But I do think that this idea of communicating those things that you're uncomfortable to communicate about, the things that you're most likely to go and tell someone else about.
As opposed to telling the person?
As opposed to just going directly to the person, finding a way to communicate that with them.
Right. It doesn't even have to be a relationship with a, you know, a partner.
Right.
It could be a relationship with a sibling.
Yeah.
Or a coworker.
Yeah.
Or a mother that does a podcast with her son.
Exactly. So, I mean, sometimes when I feel some anger towards someone in my life and I want to talk shit about them to someone else, I often have a second thought, which is like, you should just go talk to that person and just tell them that you're upset.
Or, you know what I do sometimes? Write it all in a text and then don't send it.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's like a modern day write it in a letter and don't send. Okay. So, well, should we jump into these
What was your answer? Just say whatever it is to the person as opposed to talking shit behind their back?
Yeah, exactly.
Someone gave you that advice? Did you learn
something
that?
I learned on my own.
You don't think you learned it from me?
Are you fucking kidding?
Wait, you're saying...
Talking shit all the time behind people's backs.
What's the best piece of relationship advice you've ever received?
I received it from myself. It came from my brain to my brain. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
No one's giving me a relationship advice. Wouldn't it be bizarre if someone gave me relationship advice when I haven't been in a serious relationship
in
years?
You can hear it from, like, it doesn't have to be directly.
I heard it from inside.
I heard it from a friend who heard it from...
The fuck is that?
I'm singing REO Speedwagon. All right.
Okay. Okay. So the first category that I put these comments in is sleep. Okay?
Yes.
Doug says, don't go to bed angry with each other, work it out, and then go to sleep. That's exactly what you said.
I did?
Yeah, you literally said it about 2 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I already forgot.
Why do you think it's so important? Because the next one also is from Akash. Akash says, hi, fams. A couple at a rave told me that...
Wait, a couple at a rave?
Akash loves this type of lifestyle.
The rave lifestyle.
The rave. He's a raver.
That's wild.
He told me they never let each other sleep upset. I thought that was sweet and meaningful. Maybe it was the drugs, but I've internalized it forever.
No, I actually am a big promoter of not going to sleep upset.
What's going on there? Why?
I just think it's a bad idea. You're going to have a shit night's sleep.
I can have a shit night's sleep even if I go to bed and I'm not even upset.
Sleep is important also.
Sleep is very important.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't stand... We don't need to get into this. But I can't stand... it's a long story. I can't... I can't stand...
You're now having a conversation with yourself again.
Okay, but sometimes I'll make a decision, okay? And then, you know, I'll say, okay... You know, I stand by this decision. I'm going to sleep. And then the whole night I'm tossing and turning, second guessing whether I made the right decision. What the hell is that about?
I know. I do the same thing.
I had that whole conversation with my therapist this week. She told me I hate myself. Okay, let's move on. Renee says, this advice I had to come up with myself, but I give it
another one. She coming up with it herself. It still works.
I give it every time I'm asked what my best advice is. Sleep with two separate blankets. Simple, but man, does it make life so much nicer.
Another step further. Sleep in different rooms. It's even better.
How about your Catherine Hepburn is sleep in different houses?
Different houses. Definitely different rooms.
Yes.
100% different bathrooms if possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different bathrooms is key.
Bathrooms.
William says, make sure your people picker works. Okay, so this is the next category.
Which is?
Choosing the right one. Choose the right one to start with and your relationship is going to be better.
Actually, that was what I wanted to say.
What?
A very good piece of advice is never settle. Never.
You know, my therapist, he's become a huge figure in my life, as you know.
Apparently.
I can't, I'm going through some serious shit right now. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, by the way,
what?
You want to describe what goes on during your therapist's conversation?
We sit in silence for about 50% of the time. It's unbelievable. We're trying to get under the words.
Okay, you know what I have to say also?
Huh.
This is something Richard Lewis would say. And
what?
He passed away as well.
Every time I pull my hair out, you ask me, you know, Richard Lewis had died.
You look like Richard Lewis.
It's offensive.
I should say in his earlier days, right? In the later days, you didn't.
No, my grandma Nana fucking looked at a picture of Richard Lewis in his dying days and literally said, "Oh, it's you." She literally thought it was me.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
he's in his 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, it's but not good. I'm talking about like the personality.
Also, not great.
Okay.
It's not working. It's not making me feel any better.
Okay.
What? Why are you even bringing up Richard Lewis?
Because I don't know.
The fuck was that? What was it? Why did Richard Lewis come up just now?
Oh, because you're talking about your therapy. He would always speak about it, you know, and on Curb about his therapist, what the therapist would say. Oh, you know, kind of.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
I brought up the therapy because my therapist was, I was telling him, I was feeling very attracted to this person who I don't belong with. You know, I really fucking want to do something physical with this person. And yet I, at the same time, kind of repulsed by her personality. Unusual, huh?
Yes.
And then he's like, yeah, anytime a patient has come in here where it's just the relationship is predicated on chemistry, it's doomed.
Doomed.
You know, where it's just like you feel, he's like, you're basically replaying these relationships in your life that you have with your parents or something like that. And you see it in the partner and it's dysfunctional. Dysfunctional.
Wait, what was that about your parents and dysfunction?
Usually you have a dysfunctional relationship with a parent and then you're trying to recreate it.
Really?
I didn't say I have a dysfunctional relationship with a parent.
He got that from your silence.
He gathered that I have a dysfunctional relationship with who?
Me.
No, he didn't say any of this.
What are you talking
he
about?
Didn't say that.
You just said that about
he just said.
Man, usually they have a dysfunctional relationship with their parents, and that was me.
I didn't even make that connection.
How do you not make that connection when, first of all, you have one parent that's dead, so it's me. Obviously, it's me.
No, I could.
You don't have
I could
two
have
parents.
A dysfunctional relationship with my dead dad.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because he's dead.
Yeah, I could have a very dysfunctional relationship with him.
Okay.
Anyway, it's making me sweat. This conversation. Anyway. I asked him, then what the fuck are you supposed to base your relationship on? I was thinking it was going to be, the whole thing is chemistry. Is no, that you maybe choose connection, your same values, the same, you know, you want the same things in life. You're kind to each other. These are the things that he bases it on.
And you're saying the opposite? No, I just want to have sex?
I think the chemistry is this, you know, it's more of a lust. It's more of like a, why are our relationships, or our relationship is kind of like codependent or some shit. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't understand half the thing that's going on in therapy.
And you know what?
Money is flying out of me.
Same thing with my therapist. I'm talking to her and talking about how my boyfriend moved from New York to Chicago to LA. And she goes, if I was your therapist at the time, I would not have advised that.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
That's not good. That's
so not good. Because so, I never would advise moving from state to state.
Wow.
I think it's time to talk about my favorite lube.
Oh, Uber Lube to save the day.
We love Uber Lube for many, many reasons, but especially for when you're a little dry down there. There's an answer and there's relief insight if you use a little bit of Uber Lube.
Uber Lube is our favorite high-grade silicone lubricant made with high-grade silicone and a little vitamin E. That vitamin E leaves a nice velvety finish. It basically creates the perfect layer to let skin feel skin. It's not this gunky shit that makes you feel like you're basically sticking to your partner.
Ugh. It doesn't have a smell. It doesn't have a bad taste or sticky taste or stinky taste.
It's not one of those things that you want to immediately remove from your skin. You know,
right.
It kind of like dissolves into it, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Because it's body-friendly ingredients, doctors actually recommend it, especially for dermatologists who are treating people for dryness.
You know what I like it for?
Hmm.
Oral, anal, and vaginal penetration.
Why wouldn't you like it for that? That it's perfect for all three. I love to use it near water because it even works in hot tubs and showers and with condoms. Amazing.
You know, you guys have got to try it, and we have a special deal for you today.
What's that, Moot?
10% off and free shipping.
Bingo.
If you mention the code SNEAKY.
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 Just go to sneakypod.com, click that link. It'll send you to Uber Lube, and you'll get 10% off and free shipping with code SNEAKY. Oh, my God. Anyway, the choosing the right one is this category. Are you ready for some of these?
Yep.
Rod Fell, a new listener who was very complimentary,
welcome,
said, marry a smart woman. You can find a quick hookup anywhere. Yeah, I guess I could be marry a smart man as well. Marry a smart whoever.
Yeah.
Alyssa says, when looking for a partner, don't waste your time chasing butterflies. Butterflies can often be confused with anxiety, people who make you uneasy, nervous, or keep you chasing and on your toes. Example, wondering if they're going to text you or not, or you're not sure how they feel, can give you this feeling. This is exactly what I was experiencing with the girl with the chemistry, with the, you know?
With the challenge.
The whole challenge.
Yeah, this is what
the butterflies.
But you've been chasing butterflies since you started liking girls.
This is the problem.
I remember you said to me once, if the whole idea is a challenge, what happens when I get the person?
Yeah. What did you say?
I had no clue.
Jesus Christ. This is maybe why I have a dysfunctional relationship with my mother. I have no clue. That's the best we got. Okay. Alyssa goes on to say, instead, be open to people who make you immediately feel comfortable and like you can be yourself. You may not be sure you're head over heels right away, but I believe the best kind of love grows over time. And the more you get to know them, the more you'll love them every day. And likely the attraction will come right along with it. Basically, don't turn away from someone so quickly because you don't feel the butterflies. I finally stopped and found the love of my life.
Wait, another butterfly reference? Is that the same butterfly reference?
Yes, the same fucking butterfly reference.
I thought we moved on to this, another person.
No, it's all one thing.
I thought, what a coincidence that they both talked about butterflies.
This is your takeaway? They both of her paragraphs had things to do with butterflies?
I like that reference, butterflies. Okay.
Are you listening at all?
I was listening. I just thought it was a different response.
I think this is a brilliant fucking response. You know what she's saying here?
Chasing waterfalls.
Chasing butterflies.
Okay.
And instead, it develops over time. It's like a slow burn.
I mean, that kind of happened with your father and I.
Yeah, you was a slow burn?
Very slow.
Oh my God.
It was
sounds like it was a wonderful
like a
start to the relationship.
Very slow train on a train.
It was. Tracks. You think it was the same for him? Or you was fully on board?
No, we were both. Neither of us were on board for side friends for at least over a year and a half or so.
Yeah, and then?
Then sparks came. We decided to have a sexual relationship. And then he decided to go back with this girlfriend that he was dating.
Oh my God. What a tumultuous thing. Wait. A
lot of butterflies.
Happened when you, what sparks came? You just decide one day you wanted to have sex or what was going on?
Yeah. We went upstairs. He had a nosebleed at the time.
What?
I had to get him a Kleenex.
I've never heard this in my life.
And next thing I know, he starts kissing me with nosebleed and all.
No way.
Yeah. And I go, what's going on here? And he goes, I just been waiting a long time to do that.
Was he drunk?
Probably.
What's with the nosebleed?
Maybe he had done a line of coke or something.
This is a coke fueled.
I don't know. I made that part up.
Wait,
I don't
what
know
the fuck
why
is
he
going
had a
nosebleed.
I was just thinking about the nosebleed. I'm thinking, why would someone have a nosebleed? Maybe he did some coke.
I was thinking maybe there was a change in weather or something, and it was very dry there. You're thinking that it was because he was on coke. Were you on coke?
No.
Yes, you definitely were. You think he's taking coke alone?
Yes.
And making out with you?
Yes.
The nose is bleeding?
As most of the sneaky freaks know.
Oh God, here we go.
I was always a Quaalude person, not a cocaine person, okay?
So he's on coke, you're on ludes. His nose starts bleeding, he starts making out with you?
Yeah.
And you found that arousing?
And I said, I don't trust that this is just like a one night thing.
And because he's on coke and you're on ludes.
He said, I will prove it by taking a breakfast the next morning. And by golly, he did.
Was that you had sex with him that night? It was just a makeout?
Yeah, just a makeout.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
By golly, he did.
By golly, shelled out the bucks and took me over to some breakfast place. We had breakfast and...
You don't remember which breakfast place you went to?
No, it was only like 40 years ago.
You remember what you ate?
I think it was an omelet. No, I don't remember what I ate.
I would remember that.
I don't even remember the name of the place. I don't even know if it was for breakfast now. I'm wondering if it might have been brunch. Anyway, can we move on, please?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We're way off track now.
Anyway, it's very inspiring that, you know, the whole dad thing. Anyway, okay. And the next category is the elder statesman. Sparks it. He says, communicate! !
That's good advice.
Okay, here are some tips for communicating. Ready for this?
Okay.
Maximilian says, safe words aren't just useful in the bedroom. Sometimes an argument gets to the point where you've reached a sort of saturation point where neither of you is getting your point across. You need a safe word to use when this happens to the both of you so you can walk away, regroup, and come back with clear heads to better finish the conversation. I love this.
I have a safe word.
In this situation?
No.
In the bedroom?
In my life.
What is it?
With my boyfriend.
What is it?
Cloudy.
What does that mean?
That means stop whatever you're doing. just stop. And it's easy to say, like, oh, look outside there. It's very cloudy. And sometimes he forgets it.
Because you're saying this in public?
Sometimes he forgets about that. And he's like, no, it's not. I'm like, no, yes, it is cloudy.
No fucking way.
Yeah. So now whenever you hear cloudy, you'll know that it's something I was not.
I hear cloudy all the time. You're constantly saying cloudy.
Okay.
I've heard this. I just didn't know what the fuck.
Now you know the secret. I'm going to have to change
cloudy.
It.
Cloudy.
I'm going to have to change it.
You're annoying me.
Yes.
This is very different than Maximilian, who's saying when you're in an argument, you separate so that to care for each other. This is, you're kind of just saying, you're being annoying. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable. All right. Erica says, the best piece of relationship advice that I ever received is, for a relationship to succeed, you have to admit to yourself that you are not always right. Sometimes, even if you know you're right, take a step back and let your partner explain why they came to their conclusion. Consequently, their explanation may change your mind, but if you are not willing to hear your partner out, a relationship will never succeed.
That's very good advice.
Boy, do I know this, and I appreciate this. Yeah, most of the time...
You're right.
Most of the time, I'm right?
That's what you're going to say.
No, most of the time, I think I'm wrong. If someone is upset with me, I'm thinking, oh, I must be wrong. Something is wrong here. And then I attract people who always think they're right. This is a problem.
Exactly. I just, Monique Marvez, a friend of mine, she's been on our show. She's a comedian. Yes. We just were in the car one day. And she just said, you know, I'm always right.
Yeah?
I'm like, I videoed
it. I saw this.
It's on Instagram. Yeah. If you guys want to see it. She goes, I go, you're always right? She goes, yeah. I go, maybe one time you were wrong and then you found out later you were right? She goes, yeah. She goes into the whole thing on there. Go check it out on Instagram.
Is she always right?
She, pretty much so.
Are you always right?
I'm frequently wrong is what I said. And she goes, well, you're a dipsy doodle.
A dipsy doodle.
Yeah.
Well, I do love this. Even if you're right, you should stop and see. Just do the exercise of seeing how they came to this.
Well, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce always said that if you ever are at a point where you need to be right, remember that you'll always hurt the other person by being right.
Mm.
So you're going to lose either way.
Audra says, best advice, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
That exactly what I was quoting there.
Love that. Love that, Audra.
Perfect.
Cassie says, from Shameless Sex, they effectively said, if you want something from your relationship, that you need to ask for it. You can't blame the other person for not giving you what you want if you haven't asked.
That's a very good advice.
If you don't know what you want, you should try to figure that out. This advice was also reinforced by another sneaky freak and has made all the difference in the world in keeping my marriage alive, happy, and spicy.
I wonder if that's Raylene's advice.
I have a feeling it is Raylene.
But I have to say.
Yeah.
You
spaced out.
No, oh, and I
what
know.
Just happened?
I know. I had a conversation with a friend last night.
Okay.
She's in a big fight with her boyfriend. And she's like, you know, all he had to do was send me flowers. And I said, he's not a mind reader. How is he supposed to know to send you flowers?
Yeah.
So she just says, that's what I would have done if I was in his situation. I would have done something to send flowers. I think people in general should express what they would like think someone should be a mind reader.
Yeah. The next one is Joseph, who says, communicating your needs works better than telepathy.
Yep.
That's it.
Perfect.
Perfect. I mean, we have a few more, but I think we might need to move on.
All right.
You know?
Well, these are wonderful questions.
I mean, we have so many more. It's sad that
maybe
we can't
save
get
them
to these.
For next time.
All right. Maybe if we have extra time next time, we'll get to them. But
or
I
maybe
thank
I'll post
everyone.
Them on Patreon.
Oh, boy. Here we go with the empty promises. All right. I want to thank everyone for your comments.
Thank you.
This beautiful wisdom. I mean, we can make a book with this shit. It's amazing. You're going to make that promise
I'm going to make a book.
Okay. All right. Again, if you want to participate in this weekly, I guess it's monthly at this point because we're still on a monthly schedule. You give us a text at 310-356-3920. Thank you, guys.
I would love to know what's going on in your life.
Well, I'm back from France.
And what do you mean you're back in France?
I'm back from France.
You're back from France.
I spent the last 2.5 months in France. Man, what a life-changing experience. Unbelievable. I've never felt more like myself in my life. Talk about, you know, embracing yourself. I mean, I really learned. It was so interesting to be with a group of people there. And you get to know these people so deeply by going through this vulnerable classes and stuff like that. And
was this sort of like when you went on your, like, went to Belize and...
In high school?
What was that called?
It was kind of like that, but it's even more intense because you're doing acting exercises all day long. And you're hanging out with them outside of the classes as well. I mean, and you're in this little tiny town outside of Paris.
It's a system of people.
It's a system.
Some people are leaders, some people are followers, some people are annoying.
And they can switch. And yeah,
Was there a few people there that you were like, every time we were near them, were like, it was like fingers scratching a chalkboard?
Of course, yeah. You get all of it. And every 3 weeks, there's a new course that starts. So you get a new shipment of people. So it literally feels like Love Island. People are coming in, people are coming out.
Are you like the elder statesman over there?
There are older people, but I'm on the older side, yeah. Yeah, but I loved it. And I really felt like I was coming into parts of my life. Yeah, yeah. Peaked in terms of expressing myself. Because you really do get to recreate yourself and however you view yourself.
This is how you have been all your life. You go through a certain amount of years of school, and then you peak the last year.
Yeah.
And you go back starting at the bottom again, and you peak at the end of high school.
Thank you.
And you bottom out again, and you peak.
Bottom out. I'm expecting a bottom out. I have 2 more months of this school, but then I'm going to come back and bottom out? You have to remind me of that shit.
Got to start all over again.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, anyway, there was one thing that related. There are a couple of fun stories, but there was one that related to sex that I can share.
Let's hear it. Every time I spoke with you, just so you know, Sneaky Freaks would like to know this. He would talk to me like at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning.
My time.
I shouldn't say he was talking because he was basically just banging pots and pans and cleaning out and doing his dishes at 2 o'clock in the morning, banging away.
Because I worked my full-time job plus doing full-time theater school.
Do you feel like these were quality conversations?
What do you want from me? Yes, I do think it was quality.
No, it was not quality.
A high quality.
As a matter of fact, your brother... just Sneaky Freaks, just so you know, when he turned 35, I thought it would be very funny if each of us family members would do a little, you know, clip, a little video clip of what they thought Cam was doing when he was overseas. But they were all pretty much the same. Me and your younger brother were both just taking dishes and banging dishes. Apparently you talked to him when you were cleaning.
I was doing a lot of dishes.
Why are you always doing dishes anyway? What are you eating?
It's a tiny town. There's barely restaurants open.
But you can't have that many dishes.
I cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner for myself. So I got dishes.
Why didn't you just
What the fuck is this? This is my chicken.
I just... I want to know why you couldn't do the dishes after you ate the lunch. You do the dishes. Then you don't have to come home and talk to your mother at 2 in the morning and do the entire day's worth
of
dishes.
You're lucky that I called you.
Because
the other students weren't always calling their parents.
Well, those students did not have a very good relationship then.
They might have a dysfunctional relationship with their parents.
They had the dysfunctional relationship. I had the dishwasher relationship.
Can I fucking share this one goddamn sex-related story?
Please do.
So there was a poke shop. That was one of the few restaurants that was open. And I would go in there, and the guy in there is this older sweetheart of a guy. And he was trying to teach me French. And so he goes, listen, you go up to a girl and you say, voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Are you kidding me? Even I know what that means.
Okay, so I know it to mean something sexual or suggestive. I don't know exactly what the meaning of it was, okay?
So, voulez-vous is do you want.
Yes, and so he tells me, if you go and ask this to a woman and she says yes, then you can bring her in. I'll give you free poke.
I love it.
Okay, so... this becomes an ongoing joke every time I go in there. He's on the way to school.
Is he speaking English to you?
Yeah, yeah. And so every morning on the way to school, I'd open his poke shop and I would just shout, voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Okay. It was only maybe 2 weeks later that I discovered exactly what it means, which is, do you want to sleep with me?
Yeah.
So I've been opening this guy's door every day. Sometimes shouting. People in there screaming, do you want to sleep with me?
Oh, my God.
What, the other people must have been thinking, what Where? The fuck is this? Yeah, what is this gringo?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah, I knew it from the song. Yeah.
This evening.
Okay. Well, either way,
Moulin Rouge.
I did not end up using the line successfully, and I did not get free poke.
Nobody came.
No one got free poke.
No one got free poke.
No. The other...
I'm surprised you didn't do it just for the free poke.
What? I was trying, but it wasn't effective. The other update I have involves a new gift that I received. And if you're looking on YouTube, you can see this thing.
Oh, my God.
This is, let's just show.
Yep, it's what I thought it was.
It's a penis pump.
Oh.
I received a Bathmate penis pump in the mail. In fact, you actually received the Bathmate penis pump.
I was going to say, I did not know what was going on. I'm, again, the receiver of all your boxes and letters.
Because
and
I don't have an apartment in Los Angeles at this time.
So I'm getting all these packages, and I'm like, what is this package?
And
here?
I said, Mom, don't open that one.
Don't open it.
Yeah, because sometimes you open it, and it could be a vibrator or some shit, and you assume it's yours.
No, I did not assume it.
This time, it was Osea Malibu sent us some products, skincare products. You ended up with half of them.
That's what you get if you're using me as a UPS store.
It was a tax. D's, your boyfriend, was about to get involved with my penis pump, and I said, absolutely not.
Well,
this
what
is
happened
the best
is
penis pump in the world.
A box came. You go, did a box come for me? I'm like, yeah. And I go, I'm about to open it. You go, don't open it. It's a penis pump. No.
It's not any penis pump. It's a Bathmate.
Right.
Do you know what a Bathmate is?
I'm assuming that it's something that you stick on your penis.
You put this thing
like a fleshlight.
It looks like a massive spaceship that you put on your dick, and you're supposed to be flaccid, but it's hard for me to do it flaccid because anytime something touches.
This?
Yeah, of course. I needed to try this out. I did this for the show.
This is why you were late in picking me up, because you're busy using a penis pump?
I needed to try this out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to talk about it on the show.
Oh,
honestly.
You're doing it for the show.
This is research. This is my job. You think I want to fucking try out a penis pump in the middle of the day and talk about it with my mother later? No, I don't. That's not what I usually do.
Well, but apparently you have used it because I can see drops of water on there.
Yes, I used it just like 2 hours ago.
And what were your thoughts?
This is an amazing contraption. It's absolutely amazing. This is fucking unbelievable. This, you put your dick in this thing, you put some water in it, you put this pump on.
And it just sucks it up there.
You pump the pump. This is the Hydro Extreme that comes with the pump, okay? It takes the water out.
What do you mean it comes with it? If you didn't have it, how else would you use it?
You could, some of it, if you don't have the Hydro Extreme, it just comes with... no pump. You just stick it on, and then you can.
So it's like if you can pump it up like a bicycle. You pump it up like a bicycle.
And then it pulls your dick in there, and it creates a vacuum, basically.
Oh my God!
And it stretches and pumps your dick. It's like going to the. I feel like I worked out my dick today.
I'm so happy for you.
And apparently, it's going to increase my growth, my girth.
Oh.
It can apparently increase your length, but usually it's the girth, and it can create stronger erections.
How do our listeners get one of these?
Well, you're making it sound like an ad.
I'm not making. I'm saying, how can someone get that?
You can. Yeah, you can actually go to sneaky. What is it? Sneakypod.com. Is that our sneakyfam.com? What is our website? It's been so long.
Sneakypod.com.
I think it's sneakypod, and I think you get something. You get. I think it's
like a discount or something.
You get 10% off or something. Hold on, I'm looking. Hold on. Yeah, Bethany, 10% off your first order. Code Sex Talk.
Well, apparently,
just go to sneakypod.com. Click that link. This is really...
I'm going to be calling you up. Instead of doing dishes, you're going to be having your penis pump going.
Yeah. I mean, I already feel like I went through... I feel a little sore, like that dullness after you like exercise a muscle or something. That's what I feel on my dick. I think it's going to get bigger. And I need it to, frankly.
What do you mean you need it to get bigger?
I think
bigger?
I would like it to be larger.
All right.
And I didn't realize
I'm surprised
I needed that
you're not blaming this on me, too.
No, it definitely is your fault. I wouldn't have had it. I wouldn't have a dick without you. Anyway, I'm just saying this is an amazing contraption if you want your dick to function in a different way. If you want it to be larger, if you want
so
it to
get
stronger erections.
On a scale of 1 to 10, would you recommend this?
Yeah, I mean, it takes time for this to have, it's not immediate results. So I can't say it's really helped my penis quite yet because I've used it once. But I would say that from the reviews, I went through extensive reviews because I was scared I was going to use it improperly and chop my dick off. it works for people.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, Bathmate, and thank you, Bathmate, for sponsoring this podcast. I have some other stories, but for now, I'll pass it off to you. What kind of stories do you have, Mother?
Man, the only thing I can say is, and I've spoken about this on TikTok and Instagram, it takes a lot of work to keep this bod the way it is right now.
Oh my God. Okay.
I have been on a quest to become the best boxer I could be.
You're unbelievable. You're right. Every day, as much as I'm doing dishes, you're boxing.
That's right. I'm boxing. I'm going to physical therapy. I'm going to yoga.
You're unbelievable.
I'm doing Peloton. I'm doing exercises.
You're prioritizing your health.
I'm prioritizing my life.
Yeah, it's
true. Anyway, so I think it's causing me to be a little aggressive.
Really?
Yeah, I had a little altercation on the street with my 6.5-pound Maltipoo.
What?
Buddy.
You're getting fights with Buddy?
Not Buddy decides to go barking at a German Shepherd puppy. And it was, you know, I thought it was cute that they were, you know, gonna play. Well, his owner, a little bitchy woman wearing like cargo pants and looking like she's ready just to fight, starts getting in my face, said, "Don't get your dog near me." And
oh, what a fucker.
Set with a finger in my face.
What? How old is this person?
She must have been in her 30s or so.
What?
Yeah, she thought she could beat the shit out of me, but she didn't know about my boxing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you get in a physical fight with her?
I was getting like I got that aggressive look on my face that when I box, and I'm like, wait a second, I don't have my boxing gloves. What am I going to do? I can't box without my boxing gloves.
Mom, what, are you going to punch this woman?
I don't know.
No, you're not supposed to actually do that.
I told your sister and she's like, Mom, you better think about what's going on here.
Yeah. What, are you start getting in fist fights?
She's a
65-year-old woman just fist fighting people at the dog park?
No, it wasn't even the dog park. We were just walking just down the
you're
street.
You're walking down the street getting in fist fights.
I didn't do it. Okay. I just...
You felt that urge.
I scampered out of the way, but I noticed a little switch in me.
Now, yeah,
By the way, you boxed yesterday with me, and yes, that will be on Instagram or TikTok or something, because you came in as a guest star.
Yes.
And you turned into this animal.
Yeah.
Punching and like a face, like a snarl on your face.
Yeah, Hamlet face.
Hamlet face.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking Hamlet face.
Well, I was thinking Hamlet because I played Hamlet and that's exactly the face I had.
Well, anyway, I was pretty impressed with it. And so apparently it was Deez. He said, like, let's go out and get in a fight.
I know. I'm scared Deez is actually going to inspire a fight so that I can fight.
No, he won't. He's just all talk.
Anyway.
He's a big pussycat.
Now you understand what I love about boxing.
Well, anyway. And then I was going to say that I went down to San Diego with some friends. And of course it rained the whole time. So you know what we did?
Quaaludes.
TikTok videos. If there were Quaaludes, that would make the videos way more fun. But no, we just did TikTok videos. And I created a monster in all these 65-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
They were enjoying themselves. They want to do it again.
It was basically a content weekend?
It was
you and your girls?
Some content was going on, yeah. It was a lot of content because once we started the videos, it didn't stop after that.
Wow.
We danced. We had parties. We had fun.
I think my dick has grown a little bit or something.
For those people listening in right now, he's adjusting himself. He feels like he's got this.
I feel like
giant,
I'm sore.
Oh my God. Maybe this is not something you should be doing on an ongoing basis. Maybe
you're
take
supposed to do it 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe you did too long, too much.
Every, you know, hold on. You're supposed, I think I'm at 2 to 3 minutes, maybe two, no more than 3 times in 15 minutes. I don't know. I got all confused. So maybe I did put it on there for too long.
Oh, it's going to be fine. I mean, I can just hear the conversation.
No,
later.
It's fine.
I did too much. I left it on for 5 minutes. I should have done half of that.
No, you're supposed to do maximum 15 minutes in 24 hours. And I definitely wasn't doing
15 minutes?
That. Maximum. You're not supposed to actually. You're supposed to do it for like 2 minutes maybe. But I was pumping away. Anyway, any other updates?
That's it.
Okay. Mom, it's the time of the show that you've all been waiting for.
Hit on or shit on
is a segment where we take your comments and determine if it's a hit on or a shit on. What do we got this week, Mother?
We got James saying, "I would think at your age you would not talk that way."
fucks James?
I don't know.
But the policeman. Yeah, exactly. What kind of way were you talking?
My way? My normal way, the way I speak?
Was there a particular video that was commented that you were especially raunchy in?
I don't know, but this one commented saying, this guy, Ellie, says, something tells me she busts the brakes off any man that gets to take that cooter to the critter store. I found that to be such... What kind of person... James should talk about this instead of talking about me. What is that?
You want to translate this?
Yes, I want you to translate that.
Something tells me she busts the brakes off any man that gets to that take that cooter to the critter store. What is he? I think that's a hit on.
I think that's a hit on, but
I think he's telling you you. I don't know what bust the brakes means.
It must mean like I don't know. Oscar, you know what bust the brakes?
I think it means.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I think it means that
sex.
Look it up. Hold on.
You're gonna look up what bust the brakes.
Bust the brakes. Hold on. Bust the brakes. To hurt or fuck someone up real bad.
Oh,
you do bust the brakes on people at the fucking dog park.
I know. I haven't even started it on any guy that takes the cooter to the critter store. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, that's a hit on.
That's a hit on.
And the first one I would say is a shit on from James. Anyway, okay. Benchy says, damn, I thought I was king, bad boy, sneaky freak.
Oh, that's Mr. Bean.
That's a hit on or is it shit on?
Why'd
you put that one in there?
I don't know, because I thought it was funny.
Okay.
A Trump lover said, I never trust a woman with no top lip. That's a shit on.
That's a shit on.
But it came from Trump lover. So shit on himself. Thomas Jones said.
He shit on himself.
He did. Thomas Jones says, Valentine's Day came early and so did I.
Oh, God.
Thank you for sharing that one.
Do I need to hear that shit?
Oh, here we go. My first, D. Martinez says, my first old woman was back when I was 28 and she was 40. My first old woman. Oh, and she's 40. That's old. Maria says, you old, I'm old. We could fuck and who cares? Love you. Leap you.
What is going on? Did you make a video about being old or something? Why is everyone commenting on your age?
I don't know. But
that one might be in support of you. So I think that's a hit on.
But Donnie G, this might need translating as well.
Puff, a.k.a. Camel Toe Moose Knuckle. She's smarter than you. I'll puff their nuts in that knuckle. Lol. Cocoa Puffs was great. What the fuck was that? What is that? How do you even write that?
I mean, someone was talking about the puffs, meaning the camel toe.
I've never heard of camel toe being referred to as a puff.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe they're just talking about the whole vulva. I don't know. I thought this is...
What a moose knuckle is, though?
What?
Moose knuckle is the male form of a camel toe with the balls. You show the balls between, and your legs. Yeah. I'm going to just double check that. Moose knuckle. It's also an exclusive. It's a Canadian engineered down jacket or something like that. Moose knuckle is a slang term when the outline of men's genitalia are visible through particularly lighter, hiked up clothing.
So it's the male version of the camel toe.
That's right.
You were right.
Yep.
Here's
petty thefts.
Yeah, what is that?
My girlfriend wants you to spend the night, LOL. Is she talking about me?
No.
Talking about you?
Yes.
Fuck. It's a hit on.
All right.
James Baldwin says, you look amazing and seem like fun. Oh, this is
that
after
was
he
the
says.
After he says, I would think at your age you would not talk like that. So he kind of canceled himself out there for a sec.
Yes.
This last one. Oh, there's two. One of them I thought pertains to you little bit. Hello, I'm French and I'm looking for a sugar mammy.
That's what pertains to me?
Well, I thought.
You think I'm a sugar mammy?
He's French.
So you think I'm like close to him or something because I was just spending some time in France?
Maybe.
No.
No. What about this one?
That's a hit on though.
That's a hit on. Hello, can you get me a granny I like with no children? There's qualifiers there.
What does any of that mean?
How could you be a granny and not have children?
can you get me a granny I like with no children? Yeah. Oh, he wants, I think he's referring to you as a granny.
With no children.
But you also, you're neither a grandmother nor do you have, well, you have children.
I have children.
He's not, you're not the one for
you're
him.
You're one of them.
You're not the one for him.
So that was pretty interesting.
Very interesting. Thank you for all those hit on or shit ons. I think that was a hit on at the end.
I guess, I suppose, with granny with no children. Then I wanted to talk about this for Mom's News.
Let's hear it.
Mom's News. Go ahead.
Is it time for Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mom?
Halle Berry. This just came out like 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
Recalls her doctor saying she goes into the gynecologist and she said he said that she had the worst case of herpes he'd ever seen, but it ended up it was perimenopause.
Can you believe that?
No. You heard about this too?
Jess, our sister sent us this. She was at the event.
Oh my God.
Are you surprised by that?
I mean, she said she felt like when she had sex, it was like knives in her vagina. I've heard that from other people too. How does a doctor not realize that he needs to prescribe hormone replacement therapy? I was horrified by this.
This is a dumbass doctor.
Dumbest doctor? That's why you need to go to a doctor who believes in hormone replacement therapy.
And who knows about women's health.
How do you not know about women's health when you're a gynecologist? That was unbelievable.
Really dumb. And that guy is probably really...
My takeaway?
Right.
Takeaway, people listening?
Yeah.
Go to a doctor who knows what they're doing.
Do you think you need to go to a female gynecologist? Or
no.
Because this was a male gynecologist.
I loved my male gynecologist.
Oh, really?
He unfortunately passed away as well.
Oh, God.
But he was awesome and believed at that time, which was many years ago, to start on hormone replacement therapy so I wouldn't have to go through all the horrible, you know, the feeling like your vagina has knives in it.
Oh, wow. So you never had that?
I never had. I skated through menopause.
Wow. But that's a thing with perimenopause is before, yeah, like the first stages of menopause?
Yeah. And postmenopausal is after menopause.
And what's happening? It's just becoming drier and then it becomes, it feels
everything
like knives.
Everything gets drier, your skin and the hair loss and... Mood swings. And the hot flashes, and you shouldn't have to go through any of that.
Oh, God.
So,
I'm going to say,
hats off to
the women, the female body goes through a lot of shit.
Sure
that,
does.
That men don't have to deal with it.
Well, men should also look into hormone replacement theory.
Really?
Yeah.
You think I need some hormones?
No.
What kind of hormones do you think I should?
It's at some point, all men start going through depletion of testosterone.
Yeah.
So it's something that, you know, you should get your levels checked, whoever, you know, if you experience any side effects or whatever.
You could start boxing. That increases the testosterone.
Oh, man, does that get me increased.
It gets me going.
I saw your face. Woo.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News. Cam.
And now is the segment of the show that you've all been waiting for.
Dun, 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 dun.
The segment that makes your dick stand up a little bit taller. That makes your camel toe peek out a little more. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is a life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds.
Takes me to the cooter store.
Or?
It's really
fuck was that?
Fucking boring. I don't know. I just wanted to bring...
It's really boring? That's what this segment is? Boring to you?
It's going to be one that you want to sit in silence for a half hour.
It's something that I've actually thought about. And this actually was inspired by one of our senior freaks named Gord, who was responding to our comment or question about relationship advice.
And what did
Gord
he say?
Recommended, he said, I'm thankful my wife and I got into couples therapy before any issues got too big to handle. Learned so much through that process, but I would say that learning about the Gottmans relationship research has been the best thing. Perhaps learning about their four horsemen are signs the relationship won't survive.
Did it tell you what the four horsemen are?
You know the four horsemen?
Oh, yeah.
You know this?
Oh, of course.
How do you know this?
Because I was in couples therapy.
And they talk about the four horsemen?
One, she died too.
What's everyone that you see dies? What is it? Okay. Anyway, this Gottman Institute is a research center specializing in relationships, which is phenomenal. They have cutting edge research, and this four horsemen are what can create issues in your relationship.
Right.
You ready for it?
Yep.
Criticism,
Well, we talked about that.
This is like verbally attacking someone's personality.
You got to give 5 positives if you're doing that.
Yes. Contempt, which is attaching your sense of self with intent to insult or abuse, basically being patronizing to someone else and mocking them, being sarcastic, you know? It's not like a direct criticism. It's more subtle and subversive and really just attacking them and being mean as a person.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not good. I hate that. Defensiveness. Also can't stand this when people get defensive, including myself, where you basically victimize yourself to ward off what they're actually saying and listening to whatever someone's saying. And the final one is what I'm most guilty of, is stonewalling.
Stonewalling is the worst.
You know what stonewalling is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Passive aggressive non-speaking bullshit.
Withdrawing to avoid conflict and convey disapproval by distance and separation.
Yep. I hear you.
I do that shit.
I have recently done that shit. Not with my boyfriend, though.
I do this when I feel like this person's not going to listen to me. I don't know what else to do. I feel helpless. They're being mean to me. And I just fucking detach and I go into my little shell.
You know what I do? I realize my pulse starts racing.
Yeah.
Then I immediately have to go.
Well, so you know what they say for that one? You're supposed to, if you find yourself about to stonewall, you should take a break and spend time doing something psychologically soothing or distracting. You know, meditating,
taking out your penis pump.
You could take out the penis pump. You can box. You do something for 20 minutes so that afterwards you can come back and you just say to the person, hey, I need to take a break, as opposed to
put yourself in time out.
Yes. That is where the safe word comes in too. I think this is all wrapping up beautifully. I'm just saying this segment is beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
Do you want to hear the other the ways to improve the first three horsemen?
Yes.
Okay. So for criticism, the antidote to that is basically talk about your feelings using I statements and express positive needs. Like, hey, in this moment, you don't say, hey, you're a dumbass for doing this. You instead say, hey, when you did this, I felt like you weren't really listening to me or something like that.
I felt.
Yeah. It's more of a critique as opposed to like a full-blown criticism of the person. For people that act with contempt, you know, when they're mocking and they're being sarcastic or mean,
you just slam them back.
No.
Just kidding.
If that's your tendency, you can build a culture of appreciation for the person and remind yourself of the person's, if your partner's qualities. There you go
with the 4 positives.
Find the gratitude for being with this. Otherwise, why the fuck are you with this person?
I don't know.
The last one, which is defensiveness, the cure for this is take responsibility, you know, accept your partner's perspective and offer an apology for any wrongdoing, even if it's a partial apology. Is this brilliant?
Brilliant. I love the guy.
What do you mean the guy?
Gottman Institute.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's a guy, but whoever did this research,
his name was absolutely Gottman. Phenomenal.
I don't think that, and there are many people at the Gottman Institute. I don't know where this person.
No, it's his book.
It is?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Should I look this up? Or you
look it up.
Is it false information right now?
I forgot what his first name is. Maybe James.
Gottman 4 Horsemen. John Gottman's.
I knew it was a J.
John Gottman. You nailed it.
Thank you.
I can't believe you're so familiar with this. Why do you do all these? You do literally all these things. You'd think that if you knew this guy so well, you wouldn't have any of this shit. I'm just kidding. You don't actually do all this.
I do quite a few. Guilty.
Well, we've reached the end of the show, Mother. We've covered a lot of topics, from penis pumps to 4 horsemen to Halle Berry's
cooler and a critter store. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a critter store to go with the cooteries.
The critter store cooteries. Nailed it. Thank you, guys. We love you. Thank you to all of our supporters, especially our Sneaky Freak family on Patreon. We loved sharing the commemoration ceremony
to
Raylene. And
we'd love to have you guys join the family, too. And you can come to our Patreon parties. All you do is go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. Join for as little as, I think, $5. It might be even less.
Yes.
And you can participate in all these different Zoom parties that we have and get a chance to message back and forth with us and get to see my dead possum pictures.
Oh, my fucking God. And again, a special shout out to Raylene for being such a shining light in our lives.
And we'll see you next time, guys.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.